Good morning and welcome to BTS, Business, Technology and Social Media, a weekly podcast sponsored by Common Sense Strategies Group, Brooklyn's premier digital marketing and AI agency. And we make it our business to work with small businesses at all areas of their development so that they become successful. Kind of like when you succeed, we succeed. I'm your host, Michael Derek Roberts, and I've been doing the work in the small business industry for over 30 years. I feel proud as a veteran small business owner also. And today we're going to resume this podcast. We had a break of a couple of years, and that is due in no small measure to changes in the market and also the issue of time allotment for a team to put the content needed. So let's just jump right into this edition, this first edition that we resume in our podcast. And we're airing this podcast every week on Wednesdays from 1 to 1:30 p.m. You can reach us at prstrategies@protonmail.com. prstrategies@protonmails.com. Send us an email, or you can call us directly at 347-279-6668. Again, I am your host, Michael Derek Roberts, and I will be walking you through all issues related to small businesses, not just in the borough of Brooklyn where this podcast originates, but to the wider American consumer base of millions and millions of small businesses that are the backbone of this economy. But unfortunately, as the COVID-19 pandemic exposed and demonstrated so aptly, a lot of this sometimes is mere words. I'm just paying lip service to the fact that small businesses start and fail on a regular basis every day in these United States for want of a number of things that we are going to explore going through and during this podcast. Issues like undercapitalization, issues of inadequate and inexperienced marketing research, issues of taxes, what kind of documents need to be retained and how long, and a whole range of other issues that are germane to the success and growth of small businesses. So that is the concept and the rationale for business, technology, and social media, to kind of bridge the gap across all three of these most important disciplines that would in fact undergird the strength, resilience, growth, development, and expansion of small businesses in what is an extremely rapidly changes and competitive United States market. Today, to start off this resumption of our broadcast or podcast, we're going to look at the role of artificial intelligence in small business growth and development. And that is something that has emerged over the last, I would say, 4 or 5 years. Not that artificial intelligence has not been knocking on the door or of small businesses for it, and indeed large corporations for today. They've been doing this for quite some time. We've seen changes in automation. We've seen changes in robotics. We've seen changes in other forms and kinds of machine learning technology, not least of all is AI. But I decided to start this podcast looking at the role of artificial intelligence as it specifically pertains to small business growth and development. You're reminded that my name is Michael Roberts, and I am the host of BTS, Business, Technology, and Social Media, which is a weekly podcast sponsored by Common Sense Strategies Group, Brooklyn's premier digital and AI marketing agency. So let me start by saying that artificial intelligence has emerged as a transformative technology that is reshaping industries across the globe. That's a fact. While often associated with large corporations and advanced research, AI is also proving to be a valuable asset for small business. So In this resumptive podcast, we'll explore the crucial role of AI in facilitating small business growth and development, and I will highlight its potential benefit and also the challenges it represents. Because we tend to look at progress and development in a one-dimensional way, that is all positive going forward. And I keep saying that every time there's progress, there's also a corresponding set of unintended consequences that arise out of the progress that needs to be managed, needs to be understood as we go forward. So let's just speak a little bit about enhanced data analysis and insight. Indeed, one of the most significant advantages of AI is in small businesses is its ability to analyze vast amounts of data quickly and efficiently. AI-powered analytics can help small businesses gain valuable insights into customer behavior, market trends, and operational efficiency. With these insights, small businesses can make data-driven decisions, allowing them to identify opportunities, optimize processes, and tailor the offerings to meet consumer demands. Let me just stick a pin and tell you and give you one example. Every day, small businesses get up, they open their doors to foot traffic. A few of them have online presences like restaurants that take online ordering through platforms like Grubhub, Uber Eats, DoorDash, etc., that deliver foods from restaurants, pick up and deliver to consumers. Now, that's done through a platform that is undergirded by artificial intelligence. And a lot of small businesses are now, especially small restaurant business in communities like mine and Central Group, have just gotten on the bandwagon of linking with these services to make delivery of their foods easier for customers who do not want to otherwise line up or sit in the restaurants. Not that that is not happening. That is happening. But I'm only using this to drive home the point that artificial intelligence can be used to, at the end of each month, look at inventory, see what were the best products and services that were utilized by consumers to improve, enhance them, and also what needs to be cut from menu that can be a drag on small businesses with limited amount of storage space, etc., etc. So again, AI is crucial. And while there are some costs to set up these platforms, at the end of the day, the enhanced ability to reach thousands of customers through these platforms. These platforms are not just delivery platforms, but they're also data collection platforms that allow small businesses to tap into that kind of data, name, address, telephone number, email, etc., etc., spending patterns, etc., so that they are better able to create marketing outreach and email plans. The text messaging plans to do that customer base to expand it has now become far, far easier in this industry. So let's move on a little bit more to personalized customer experience, because what I just said prior to this is the kind of segue into how AI can also help small businesses thrive. AI-powered tools enable small businesses to offer personalized customer experiences at scale. And this is very critical, at scale. Chatbots and virtual assistants can interact with customers in real time, answering queries and addressing concerns, even outside of regular business hours. So chatbots, which are inexpensive to create, and again, you're listening to BTS, and this is a program sponsored by Common Sense Strategies Group, a digital marketing and AI agency that's located in Brooklyn. So you can reach out to us and we'll tell you how to create chatbots and virtual assistants for your business, so that even after you've closed your doors for the night or for the evening, outside of regular business hours, even on if your business closes, for example, for the Christmas holidays or whatever time you are not operated and open to the public, it doesn't mean that your business is at a standstill. These chatbots and virtual assistants can interact with customers calling in and answer unique questions about your business. And in fact, set up right, they can send both email and text messages both to you and to those potential customers. So you can answer in real time, or one of your assistants or one of your workers can answer and reach back to them in real time and close the sale. That's big and huge for customer retention. It means that you do not, as a small business, have to hire somebody to be on the phone 24/7 to handle customer relations issues. For small businesses also, the issue of reputation management is critical in this environment. In most service industries, if there's a bad experience, consumers can go online on Google, on platforms like Yelp, and make sure that they do not give or leave a very good rating and comments. That's your reputation, so that when individuals who do not know your business but did a Google search, saw your business come up, and they wanted to visit, let's say you are a restaurant or a hair salon or any one of the thousands of small businesses that operate in New York City, they will then go to the review section to see what has happened. Bad reviews, not handled well, can take on a life of its own. But if you have customer service bots, chatbots, virtual assistants that can connect with customers, they can handle to some extent unfavorable reviews. Yes, as we were saying, we're talking today about the use of artificial intelligence in small businesses' growth and development. Let me just turn to another issue that is real important when it comes to this concept, and that is efficient automation and productivity. AI's automation capabilities are particularly beneficial for small business with limited resources. And I can't help continuing to stress that the issue of small businesses with limited resources. So that repetitive tasks like data entry, inventory management, and I alluded to that previously, data management, inventory management, and scheduling can be automated, freeing up valuable time for business owners and employees to focus on core activities and overall strategic planning. As a result, small businesses can increase their overall productivity and competitiveness in whatever marketplace that they are engaged in. For example, let us say that you are a salon owner. Your business is selling beauty products, promoting beauty products, hair treatments, facials, nail care, podiatric care. I don't know if I'm saying the word right, for foot care when it comes to health. You could see how ignorant I am when it comes to that kind of thing, but you get my point. Those small businesses that you see all along Flatbush, Rogers Avenue, Utica Avenue, and elsewhere across Brooklyn, are an invaluable and indispensable market, especially when it comes to the character and uniqueness of these communities. But they are labor intensive. They have to physically have books with what kind of inventory they have, what has been used, and all kind of other issues. So these are particularly labor incentive issues. Here at Common Sense Strategies, we have moved to automate almost every. So the role of reaching out to small businesses is automated, be it text messages, be it email marketing, and be it by chatbots and other technologies that are available today. So as small businesses, you need to have that on your radar scope, because without that, you are going to be more and more labor intensive. And labor intensive means that your small business is going to be more costly to run. I do understand that certain small businesses, like restaurants, for example, must have certain workers that make for unique types of approaches to menu creation, cooking, oversights, quality control, and so forth. I do understand that. I get that. But by and large, a lot of the processes for from inventory to ordering new products, looking at drinks management, inventory, any range of these products can be automated and with more emphasis on efficiency efficiency and scalability. Then there's a question of cost savings and scalability. Implementing AI solutions can lead to cost savings for small businesses. Automating processes reduces the need for manual labor, as I've been talking about, and cloud-based AI services often eliminate the necessity for expensive hardware and infrastructure. Additionally, AI enables small businesses to scale their operation without significant increases in costs, making growth and expansion more accessible. That's really an important concept when we speak about the use of AI and automation when it comes to small businesses. I want to zero in on the question of cloud-based infrastructure. Long ago, cloud-based infrastructure was part of large Fortune 500 companies' business roster, how they did business. Collected a lot of data from you, whether it's online survey and other surveys, and then they dump this data in cloud-based storage technology, databases, what have you. And then they use them to continue customer outreach, customer relations, etc. Small businesses back then did not have that capability. Right now, you do have that capability. Whether it's as simple as Google Drive, you have the capability to upload and control your data from wherever you are. So if the boss of a little restaurant decides that he or she is going to take a holiday in the beautiful island, say Puerto Rico, all he or she needs is a laptop computer and an internet connection to access all of the data that his or her restaurant is accumulating while he or she is on the beach drinking margaritas. From sales reports to inventory reports to customer issues to inventory management, all are done in the cloud. So he doesn't have to walk around with a disk or a flash drive or any of the other impediments. All he needs is that collection. And the good thing about it, even with cloud-based storage and platforms like Google Drive, and I mentioned Google Drive here because it's largely free. You can buy expanded storage for a nominal price as little as $2 or $5 a month, depending on what your needs are. It's cloud-based. It's part of your Gmail account. And the good thing about it, you can customize it to suit your business. You can customize it in a way that gives access to certain part of that drive only to certain people. You will have to give them access to those drives and those folders within Gmail. So why not take advantage of that? And while you're about it, Google Gmail's Business Suite, and you are going to see a huge array of largely free tools. In another issue of BTS, I am going to talk about the kinds of AI tools that small business need in this competitive modern market. So we're going to talk about that in subsequent issues. You have been listening to the Return, Me the Prodigal Sons of Podcasting. We're after a significant break, as I said, due to technical issues, due to changes in the marketplace and due to the staffing issues, we had to put our podcast on hold. So now we're back, business, technology, and social media. And we are going to address these three issues, small business, technology and how it relates to them and social media in future podcasts going forward. Let me say that you can send questions, comments, complaints, what have you, to prstrategies@protonmail.com, or you can text, email, or WhatsApp them to me at 347-279-6668. This is Common Sense Strategies Group saying over and out. Have yourself an enjoyable week.